Tell me all about Pathfinders. I know that you were blessed this weekend. We talked about it all last week. That was our Frederick for Less deal. They went on until 10 o'clock, and then you went and experienced Pathfinders Distillery.
I did, because I was stalking their Facebook page, and I thought, that looks like a good drink. Oh, that looks fun. Oh. So we went, Jeff and I went, we went with another couple, and we went to the tasting room right on Main Street in Boonesboro. The nice thing was, upfront parking, the nicest area to come in to get a drink, and with this particular tasting room, they have other tasting rooms and they have a country store, but I saw the Strawberry Crush, and the girl who was working there, Margaret, I said, you know, I really want one, but I don't like whiskey. And the recipe called for whiskey, and she said, that's okay, I can make it with vodka. They make their own vodka there. I will tell you, the Strawberry Crush, the best drink I have ever had. Jeff had a mint julep. And then we did some tasting, and you know how I am with tasting with the different moonshines, and they have blueberry, they had something with orange and cranberry, and then they had apple pie. And I've had apple pie moonshine at other places, and I was a little leery, and Jeff said, no, you got to try it, you got to try it, it's really good. Tried it, didn't make that icky face, and the aftertaste from that apple pie moonshine was so good, and Margaret was telling us, you know, this would be really good if you mixed it with some, like, apple juice, apple cider. I thought, oh, my gosh, so perfect. So by the time we left, we had a bottle of the apple pie moonshine, delish. They also sell candles, their own candles. And we got, we got an apple pie candle. Yeah. Then in their country store, because they're a farm, they do their distillery, they grow their blood red corn, and that's what they make their different brews with, but they sell beef. So you can get T-bones, you can get ribeyes, all of this in the country store, ground beef. And when you're getting that local beef, there is nothing better. So, and people will come in there because they know they sell that local beef. Great prices, too. They go in, they get their beef, they get their moonshine, they go home, and they have a great weekend.
We still have these gift certificates available.
We do. We can assure you that it is going to be amazing experiences for you if you go there. On Frederick for Less, you can pay $25 and get a Pathfinder gift certificate for $50. And I'm glad there's some left because I am going to go.
Yes,
and
you're going to go get some again.
I am definitely going to do that.
Sounds like a good date night. So Mother's Day's right around the corner.
Mother's Day is coming up.
Looming. Mm-hmm. And you brought up moonshine. You brought up mint julep. Fierceness.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Fierceness is the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. Look at Fierceness. Look at that horse. And then follow.
What are the colors? Pink?
No, I'm not sure of the colors. The
colors are important. If it's like pink or purple, I like that horse.
Yes, and I do like Sierra Leone. That was the favorite. She is the number two horse, and she is absolutely gorgeous. And Fierceness is the favorite. You brought up the 150th run for the Roses. How was that mint julep? Did Jeff go, excellent mint julep?
Yes, he did. And then he tried mine, and he said, I'm going to have to get that.
You said
time.
That's the best drink you've ever had.
It really was. All now, again, I'm not a whiskey girl. Okay. She made it with vodka. You can do vodka or whiskey, whatever.
There you go.
So good.
We got to keep moving.
Yes.
Always good for you. Take the stairs if you have that option.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get in the stairs, you know where the stairway is, and you know you're not going to shut the door's not going to go behind you, and you're locked in a staircase. That can be pretty scary sometimes. That's happened to me before.
Now you really make me feel nervous about
and taller buildings. Yeah, taller buildings. Sometimes those doors are locked.
Yeah.
You got to get your steps in. I try to be conscious of this, Diana. And if we have to go downstairs here, we don't have an escalator or a dumb waiter or anything in here.
No, we certainly don't. There's a new study though that found that taking the stairs instead of the elevator can help you live a longer life because when you climb a few flights of stairs every day, it slashes your risk of cardiovascular disease and death. And I was telling you, when I worked in Baltimore, we were on the 27th floor. And so I always work out, but I wanted to make sure in particular that I worked out even when I was pregnant. So I would take between 10 to 15 flights of steps a day when I was working, not going down, going up, because I wanted to get that extra workout in. And I'm telling you, it really does make a difference.
Water broke on the ninth floor? Is that right?
No.
You called the janitor up
water
there?
Water broke on my mom's kitchen
clean
floor.
Up, yeah, maintenance, yeah, maintenance, yeah. The stairways.
Clean up
on the ninth floor, please. So, Dad, take the stairs if you can, and Walk up a hill in incline. I walk some inclines, yes. Diana. Kind of the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. A nice gradual hill. But there are sometimes people are in a situation they can't do that because of their knees and their back. Totally get it. If you're healthy, if you can do it, then do it.
Even a slight incline.
Mm-hmm.
It all matters. Take care of your knees. Baby your knees, baby your ankles.
Yes.
And just do it. Do it if you can. A gentle incline. Get that heart rate up just a little bit. It counts.
It's party time.
It's a party.
WFRE and Voila special teas and other goodness love to celebrate.
And if you were born on this date, we're about to celebrate you.
Let's see who's having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, 29th of April, to Lindsay Stein of Keymar. Lindsay is 26. Happy birthday, Jeanette Luttrell, Tammy Eiler, Tanya Romsberg from Thurmond. Happy birthday, and happy birthday, Rico Carter Frederick.
We want to say happy birthday to Mason Carter, as well as Diane Mary and Heidi Easterday and Corey Phelps. Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied because we had a dead mouse back in the studio.
That wasn't dead. It was moving. It was still moving.
Are you kidding me?
No, I saw its little head looked at you as we threw it out in the field.
Oh, stop.
My goal every morning, Diana, I know it's hard to believe, is today I'm not going to get worked up about anything. I'm going to let everything just slide off my back, roll off my back, and I'm going to smile my way through this day. Then something always comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're talking about what does your neighbor do to tick you off, and now we're already going because of this subject matter today.
Oh, we are. You and I are going head to head.
This is gone now. This is gone in my life now. But there was a time recently in my new home in Thurmond where every Saturday morning at 6 in the morning, somebody mowed a yard.
Oh.
Now, in some towns, they have a ordinance about that. Mm-hmm. You can't start a motor till 7 o'clock. I was a landscaper. But this was 6 in the morning, early in the morning, loud, loud, loud every Saturday morning. I thought, what? And then it turns out this guy was a widower, and he mowed all of his children's grass every Saturday.
Oh, that is so sweet.
He just started. Okay. He started all in my neighborhood with that family, and then he would go to about 4 houses every Saturday to feel useful. And so when they told me this, back off, Tom. That's okay. This is a good thing. And then it was actually a pleasant thing at that point when I realized what was going on, but I was ready.
Okay.
I was cocked and ready, Diana. And then my neighbors calmed me down.
Sure, sure. So on Facebook, Linda said one of their neighbors lets their 15-year-old smoke pot outside, and it gets into everyone's house.
It stinks inside. So what?
Yeah, it stinks.
Get out of the house and smoke that.
Okay. Years ago, when the kids were in elementary school, we had a neighbor in the general vicinity whose teenage child would go outside and smoke pot. Now, we saw this teenager and kind of where they were hiding behind their house. So, you know, we'd be outside swimming and things like that. And the kids would say, Mom, ew, it smells like a skunk. And I'd say, no, kids, this was the first time they got exposed to it. I said, that's actually not a skunk. That's marijuana, because we saw, you know, the person out there and kind of trying to hide, not being very successful at it. The kids started laughing, and they're like, let's call Dad! Oh, my gosh,
right.
we were dying of laughter. And then, you know, the teenager tries to get inside as quickly as possible. But anytime they were outside and they smelled it, they were like, let's call Dad!
I'm not a total expert on this, but I have learned one thing since we got legal here. That somebody, let's say, 200 yards away from you could smoke a carton of cigarettes. And that person takes a hit of weed, you're going to smell it. For some reason, that smell travels farther.
Really?
Well, maybe it's just so pungent.
Okay.
Maybe it's just so skunky.
Yeah,
it just
and
seems
it does.
Like it permeates walls, and if people are smelling it, it might bother them.
And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. When we went to California a couple of years ago, and we were going down Hollywood Boulevard, because it's recreational
legal there.
So you're going down, you're smelling this wonderful food vendor, and like 5 feet away, you're smelling pot. And that's what it was.
Yeah.
Food pot. I'm like, gosh.
Now, there's a little
way
bit.
Way too much.
There's a little bit of rhythm to that because, you know, I guess pot, then you want food. So there's some rhythm going on there.
Okay. I understand.
What ticks you off about your neighbor? We got some great comments on our Facebook page. Tell us something your neighbor does that upsets you, ticks you off, annoys you. 301-695-WFRE. For the record, I mentioned wind chimes earlier. I absolutely love wind chimes, Diane. I love the sound of them. Love them. Go ahead and hang them. I'm just trying to cause problems here today.
Sure.
What do you got? Who's upset with a neighbor?
Well, Tom said, my neighbor complains whenever somebody is not compliant with HOA rules, but
oh
always has an excuse
Karen.
When he's not compliant.
Oh, is that
and
right?
The
is
thing
that
is,
right?
He's also on the HOA board.
Oh, is that right? No. That, you see, I don't know if I could, I just don't know if I could laugh. We're laughing now, but that would not be funny if we were in that situation.
No, it wouldn't. And then Diego said, you know, I live in a townhouse. My neighbor will play music real loud enough that the bass will just go through the wall and you hear it all day long.
That's a problem. That can be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sound can be a problem. What do you do, or what does your neighbor do to upset you? And somebody said, and this is, there's nothing funny about it. Speeders in the neighborhood. It gets me every time, you know.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, I try to be non-judgmental and think, okay, I was young once, but mm-hmm. then 50 or 60 through a 30-mile-an-hour zone, you know.
You can't do that.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Accidents happen.
And people know the neighbors who do it.
Oh, absolutely. And they start posting on Facebook.
Can cause a problem if you've got kids or pets in that neighborhood. And you've got a lead foot down the road, everybody knows who it is. We can change the names to protect the innocent, but we want to know, what does your neighbor do to tick you off? And we got the Facebook page and the Mark Cole text line, 301-695-9373. Renata, I can empathize with this, although it is gone. Renata's neighbor has a rooster. We had a rooster near us, Diana. He was loud, and he was heedless of the sunrise. That guy would let go any time of the day.
Really? Not just sun up?
No. I don't know what was on that rooster's mind. But, Renata,
okay.
I can relate. And, you know, you can reduce that to chicken nuggies one night.
No,
you cannot.
You just don't even.
No, you know.
Don't go there.
Who said that?
Rude.
Yes.
You did.
Right. What else
you
we
You definitely
got?
Did. So, Tammy said, my neighbor likes to blow the grass and then, or mow the grass and then blow it into my driveway instead of turning around and blowing it in the other direction.
Rude.
Yes,
rude.
Very, very rude. And he also likes to burn leaves and things like that, and everything goes into my house
that goes right
and into my car.
He aims the smoke
he
into the
house. He probably
does.
Yes, so what she does is, after he's done mowing and she thinks he's not going to be coming outside for a while, she'll go out with her blower, blow everything right back into his yard and his driveway.
Okay.
So I'm like, you go, Tammy.
All right. Next door neighbor, they got that going on. It's mowing season. So
mm-hmm.
they're picking that one right back up here. It's mowing season. These things could be going on today. What upsets?
Mow wars.
I got to mow.
I love it.
I have to mow today.
Okay.
I got to mow today.
Well,
yes.
Why not do it at, like, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
that would be great.
Tell us on this Monday morning what your neighbors do to upset you, annoy you, to tick you off. 301-695-WFRE. This one's got me going already because I can see the situation. Jill posted it. She says, my neighbors has her visitors park in my parking space. Now, imagine that's a townhome situation.
Not good.
That is unacceptable.
Yeah.
And there's comments under it. She's
mm-hmm.
also a busybody. She also gets in my... So there's... Somebody's got somebody in the neighborhood. Yeah, somebody or the neighbor's weighing in.
Oh, no.
And then one of your neighbors weighed in about you.
No,
about something
I don't
you
know.
Did.
I
you
thought,
said,
oh, my
yes,
gosh.
You've upset this neighbor, and now she's posted. Oh,
She's not in my neighborhood. I read this, and I'm like, crap. I do the same
thing.
Oh,
I do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So Brenda said, hits her lock button on her car several times during the overnight hours. Now,
hello,
I will
Diana, beep,
stop it.
Beep. That stops the show.
Well, but the thing is, I get up really early in the morning, so what I do is I hit the button in case there's any wildlife around my car to shoo them away.
To scare everybody away
and
wake
up again
the neighbors.
When I'm getting my shoes on, and then when I'm walking out to the car, just three times.
That is your neighbor.
Like,
that's
you know,
your neighbor. That's
stop.
Your neighbor. Yes.
Stop it.
You can't be doing
stop
that
it.
In the middle of the night. You
now
have to go ahead and let the snallygaster get you.
I've done this for
you.
Years. Nobody's complained before.
Well, snallygaster never got you, so it might
stop.
Be work, and the boogeyman could be right there every time you do it.
That's why I hit the lock button.
That's what your neighbors think. The boogeyman is going to show up one night when you hit that lock button. It'll be your neighbor in a costume.
It's a wild, weird world out there. Want proof? Fourth Dimension Fun Center presents the Free Country Wake Up Cruise Ridiculous News.
Every weekday this time of the day, we break down a ridiculous news story brought to you by 4D Fun Center.
Okay, so this price tag for this item is kind of insane when you think you can get that exact same look for 8 to 10 beers. And if you're saying, what the heck are you talking
okay.
about? All right, a designer clothing brand in the UK called Jordan Luca has just debuted pre-stained jeans that make you look like you peed your pants.
Pee pants, saw this.
Pee pants.
Saw it.
It looks like pee pants. There's no other way to describe it. It looks like you had an accident in your pants. Anyways.
I saw the model.
Yeah, they made their runway debut, and they're $810. So if you want your own little pee pants,
you can
do it.
You're right, Natty Bo.
Yeah. And not only that, you can get them in some locations on sale for just $600.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, where are they on sale? Because we need to get some of these. And we need to wear them at every event that we go to here at WFRE.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? If we want to get out
of
work early,
with listeners.
We'll put our pee pants on. Yes. They'll say, you got to get out of here. You got to go.
Well, some days, old guys, we don't. We have pee pants and we don't plan it. But every weekday, I saw the model. I saw that model, Diane. You know how they try to look cool going down the runway?
Yeah. He was just strutting down the runway thinking he was looking cool. And yeah. It's like, you had an accident. You peed yourself.
Hip to hip.
Yeah.
Yeah, dark pee stain. So there you go. $800 a pair.